How's it going there, folks? This is Josh from the Big Mouths Podcast. I'm going to sing you a little song that's something near and dear to my heart. It's called The Podcast Gangbang. Have you been there? www.podcastgangbang.com. I've heard it's the one feed you need to get you through the week. So while you're listening, subscribe to us on iTunes. I got a singer in a second, so get ready. Here it comes. We're the Podcast Gangbang, and we're here to say you can find joy in another way. You don't have to watch TV or hear radio. Just go online and download our show. You got the stereo radiation and Jam Ho too. Original geeks, basement boys, and their crew. Let's not forget hotcakes, ear candy, who's last. Oh yeah, Big Mouth Podcast, they're a kick in the ass. Go to www.podcastgangbang.com. You'll see a picture of our podcast banging your mom. We're a cross-promotional, semi-progressive, trying to build a better society show. Holy shit, I'm out of breath. Whoa, So if you like dick and fart jokes and smart humor too, make sure to subscribe and submit your iTunes review. We're all starving artists, let's not forget to click the donate link to get us all out of debt. So I'm about done singing this song. After I think I'll go and hit my bong. Don't worry, I'll see you on the next show. Fuck it, I gotta go. I think I lost steam on the last line there. See you later, folks.
All systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Monday, July 20th, 2009. And my name is Matt.
And my name's Danny.
And thank you guys so much for checking out episode number 220 of the Jam Hole.
How's it going there, folks?
What the
Damn
fuck
it,
is
Josh!
That?
Damn it, Josh!
No!
I'm gonna sing you.
Okay, smartass. Who put the Winamp on repeat?
That would be you.
That was not me.
That had to be you.
It's never been on repeat. Was that the cat jumping up on the keyboard?
I don't know.
Do I have to start over?
I don't know.
It was Josh. Did you code in a repeat thing in your MP3, you motherfuck?
He probably did.
Just fantastic. Piss you off. So, as I was saying before, I was so rudely interrupted again by Josh's piano playing
faggot fest
singing. Hey.
Sorry.
How's your sunburn, prick?
Great.
So... I did appreciate that. Yes, I do use Winamp, and I love it every fucking time it fucks me like that. This is actually the first time it's ever done that. But like I was saying, this is episode number 220. Thank you, everyone, for being with us on the Monday night show. It's been a long, long, awful, awful weekend.
Why is that?
Because! Why the fuck is that? Why the fuck is that?
Well,
let's
enlighten
see, where
me,
to
please.
Start? So you may or may not have noticed that there was a problem with the RSS feed, and this goes back, it's all good now, for now, but I haven't told you guys this, but a while ago, and you may have read this on the show notes at thejamhole.com, I forget what episode it was, but I kind of, or maybe it was in the jamhole.com/forum, somewhere in there I explained what happened, but basically, we got an email from our host, which is Lunar Pages, and I've hosted many sites with them. Back when I used to do web design, I had an affiliate program with them, so every client I would design, I would get a hosting program through them, and I would make $60, just bam, just for having them hosted there. And nice. I made some good cash doing that. So when we grew out of the free server that our friend Mike up in Whitefish was hosting for us, like I have explained before, when we first started this, we didn't know how long we were going to do it for, and we didn't want to pay all this money for hosting and shit, and we definitely didn't want to go through Libsyn because they're way overpriced for what the fuck they give you and all that shit, and we knew how to do a lot of this stuff ourselves, so we went with Lunar Pages because they had unlimited bandwidth, unlimited space, and before I signed up, I was like, hey, we don't use Libsyn, Doug. I'm telling you, it's so expensive. It's not worth it. You can be hosted where we're at for like half the price, and we'll do all that shit for you. Anyway, I was like, we're doing a podcast. We're doing 3 episodes. You know, I told them exactly what we were doing. They were like, no problem. The shared hosting plan will be fine. And I'm like, okay, cool. And everything was good until, what was it, maybe a month ago?
Yeah, about that.
I get this email from them saying your account is going to be suspended because of usage problems. And I'm like, well, what the fuck is wrong? We're not doing anything illegal. We're not hosting kitty porn. I mean, there's pictures of the cat naked, but, you know, that's the extent of it. Excuse my face. That is horrible. We're not doing anything like running spam scripts or anything like that. And they said our WordPress blog, which is, you know, our podcast, The Jam Hole, is powered by WordPress and PodPress, a plugin for WordPress. It's all free. It's all open source. It's amazing stuff. There are a lot of people work on it and make it good. Basically, I don't know if we started getting too much traffic or what, but we started using too much memory and process power. Basically, we're consuming too many resources on the shared plan. And I'm like, they thought maybe it was some scripts we were using. You know, we have a lot of plugins for, you know, the TwitPic thing to display and the Twitter thing.
Yep.
And, you know, all these little plugins that make the site, our calendar, just what is our site, basically. It's a WordPress blog with a bunch of plugins.
Yep.
And so I'm looking through there and there's nothing that I can see, you know, in my limited fucking know-how with this shit that's causing any problems. So I'm like, well, what is your acceptable limits? And then they reply back with, well, you can use 1% of the memory and like 1 or 2% of the CPU. And I'm like, how the fuck is that acceptable? I am not pleased. Thank you, Doug. I am not fucking pleased. What would use 1%? Like, how can you expect anyone to run any kind of site utilizing 1%? And the only thing I could think of is that they are trying to pack too many accounts on each server so they can make more money, and then by doing that, in order for it to be stable, they have to cut down everyone's usage. So you get all this unlimited bandwidth and space, which is the main thing, but your resources, which it did not say in the contract, and they failed to mention that, oh, by the way, you're only allowed to use 1% of this shared plan that you're using. So, fuck me, I tried, you know, I disabled a bunch of scripts, and I got it close, I got it to like 3% instead of like 9 or 10 where it was at, but I guess we're just getting too big for our own good, or they just have really strict limits. And I talked to a couple friends of mine.
I think they're just douchebags.
Well, and
honestly,
I hate to say that because we're back on there now for the time being. So, I mean, they've always been great to me. I've made a lot of money with them. I've made them a lot of money. Like, it's been cool. It just, I do not agree with their 1% fucking shared
use.
That
is kind of retarded.
And they're like, well, you can get your own dedicated server plan for like $30 a month. And I'm like, yeah, if I was going to spend that much, I would just go to Libsyn and spend $30 or $60 a month. You know, I'm not going to fucking pay that much to host fucking files on the internet. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be that much for what this is. So basically, we hooked up. I told you guys a long time ago, me and my buddy were going to start a hosting company. So we got that all set up and everything, and we transferred everything over, and I tested everything, and it was all there. So I switched the DNS over, and after that refresh, boom, everything went to shit. Everything worked except for the RSS. So I should say, nothing went to shit except for the RSS. So basically, I spent all weekend trying to fucking fix that. I couldn't fix it. My friend took his vacation and went to Arizona, so that sucks. So I directed the DNS back to the old server, which is where it's at now.
Yep.
And that took me all weekend. And how was I to be around this weekend?
I didn't want to be around you.
Why?
Because you're a douche.
Why?
Because you're mad.
That's right.
And you take it out on everyone around you.
Only...
Only every time you're mad.
Only when you open your mouth and say something to me.
Only every time you're mad. Or if I appear in the room.
If you just leave me be, though, I'm fine. But as soon as you open your mouth and say something to me, I'm like, go the fuck away.
You need to not be so mean.
I can't help it.
Well, when you're aggravated like that, how do you expect to get blowjobs?
I don't. How can I focus on getting blowjobs when this whole thing is not working?
You need to focus more.
You need to just be more focused in giving your blowjobs. And no matter how hard I try and push you away, you need to
You're
be like, no.
You're just very mean and stubborn. Stop being mean and stubborn.
You just need to say, no.
Stop taking things out on
I'm
me.
I'm going to put that dick in my mouth, regardless of what you say.
Doug says, get the fuck over it, Matt.
I'm over it now.
Yeah, now.
I did this for you.
The whole weekend.
For you
were
guys.
A pain in my ass.
I don't give a shit. I have all the episodes. I don't care. That was for you guys.
Don't bite the hand that fucks you.
Get over
says
it.
Doug.
Jesus Christ.
Very nice.
So, basically, yeah, we're back on the old server until we can figure out why. And I don't understand it. Like, I have a fairly good grasp now about how RSS works. I had a nice fucking 48-hour crash course in it. And I had a little understanding of it prior to, but, like... It's all domain regulated, and it should there. I don't understand why it was empty on one server, and then I switched it back, and it was just fine. So that's what happened. If you guys were wondering why there was no episode 218 or 219, unless, like Josh said, you were subscribed to the podcast Gangbang feed, which that was all working fine. You could get our episodes on there just fine. I know Red Fox says podcasting ain't easy. Mo money, mo problems. 98 problems, but a bitch ain't one. But a podcast is one.
And 99
problems.
You got a bitch in a podcast,
and
guess what?
A podcast is one. A podcast is like 1 through 10.
Oh,
fuck.
God.
I like all these people that are like, oh, man, podcasting is so easy. I'm going to start one in the fucking hour spare that I have in between taking my kids to school and working my job and... pleasing my bitch fucking wife that I hate. Yeah, I got plenty of time to do a pod. I mean, how long could it possibly take? You do an hour and a half show 3 days a week. I got an hour and a half 3 days a week. That's what I say to you. Yeah, it is not as easy. And that's what I thought too. Like, fuck me running. I totally was like, God, that is so easy. I can make fun of stuff. No problem. I'm amusing. To myself, I don't know.
Yourself.
I could be on an island. As long as I had a mirror, I would be plenty amused.
Whoa.
Well, I mean, the mirror I would use to use the sun to reflect the light to signal
You
shit.
Would die staring at yourself.
No, I wouldn't.
Yes, you would.
I'd get a wicked sunburn.
Yeah.
So, do you know what today is?
Monday.
Moon day? See what I did there? I added an O. Okay. Today... is the 40th anniversary of the first moon landing by the astronauts back in the day. I don't know. I'm kind of a science geek, so I thought this
you
was kind
are,
of cool.
Hey, you are a geek.
I
not
am a geek.
Just a science geek, not just but, a computer so, geek, a fucking geek.
How's that
I don't know
sunburn
if you know.
Doing?
It's wonderful.
How's that HPV doing?
Right. I don't know yet.
When you diss me, you diss yourself. Now watch your mouth.
But guess what? I had a lot of fun today.
Good.
And who had to work all day?
Well, someone has to pay the fucking rent.
Well.
It sure ain't you.
I'm going to walk out.
So check this out. You know how when 9/11 happened, there was all these stories that like, oh, where were you on 9/11? Oh, I was jerking off. Where were you? Like, oh, I was in this building trying to escape with my life.
I was at home playing hooky and saw it on TV, and I was like, Mom, what movie are you watching?
Where were you? Oh, I was embezzling money from my bank that I worked at. So this is a different take on the moon landing. I just thought this was kind of interesting. It's a little lengthy, but I'll try and read through it pretty quick because I thought it was kind of amusing. So today, July 20th, 2009, marks the 40th anniversary of the first moon landing by astronaut Neil Armstrong. Almost everyone who was alive at the time will remember the day. They will remember where they were and what they were doing when they heard the news. I, too, remember where I was and what I was doing on that day. However, I did not hear the news of the moon landing for several more years. I was a prisoner of war in North Vietnam, and on July 20th, 1969, I was in a small box that sat out in the sun in the third month of a prolonged interrogation about what the communists were convinced was an escape attempt. So this dude,
wow.
POW in a box.
Yeah.
Dick in a box.
Dick in a box.
In the sun.
In the sun.
That sucks, dude.
Yeah.
That's
I bet you his sunburn was awful.
I bet he didn't have a sunburn because he was in a box.
Yeah, but he was his skin had to have been boiling.
Oh, I'm sure his blood was boiling. Although we did not hear any news about the actual moon landing, the Apollo program did affect us in an interesting way because we thought the landing had happened several months earlier. One morning in late December 1968, we heard the customary hiss as the loudspeaker system began warming up for what we anticipated would be the usual propaganda session from Radio Hanoi. Hanoi. To our surprise, however, at 8 a.m. instead of Radio Hanoi, we heard a man with a British accent say, "This is the BBC Hong Kong. The American astronauts became the first human beings to come..." My British accent is awful tonight. "The first human beings to come under the gravitational influence of another celestial body," and then the radio went dead. We never knew whether they wanted us to hear this or if it was a terrible mistake by someone who had been surreptitiously listening to the BBC. An hour later, we were taking out to wash. The first man out of our cell was Air Force Captain Kenneth Fisher. We had not rehearsed what happened next. Ken looked up and could see the moon in the clear winter sky. He came to a stop, snapped to attention, and saluted the moon. Instantly, the rest of us caught on. As each of us left the cell, we came to a stop, snapped to attention, and saluted the moon.
Ooh.
I would have just mooned them and then been like, and then put back in the box for another, like, a month.
Oh, God.
I would not do well in a POW camp, I think.
Probably not.
I don't think
You're
I would.
You're kind of a pussy.
Well, no, I would just say the wrong thing or something.
Not being rude or anything, but.
You think?
You're kind of a pussy.
Really?
When it comes to stuff like that.
In war, though?
I really think.
I don't think
that
if
you were taken captive.
I don't think that's the thing. I wouldn't have gotten taken captive in the first place. Like,
no,
I
you'd have been killed.
I would have been shooting until they killed me. And then I would have been like Rambo with my Bowie knife fucking hacking off
and
limbs
you would have
and
gotten
shit.
Killed.
Well, eventually.
No, probably right away.
No way. I'm good at
strafing.
You're
going to be like, what's... Oh, shit.
I
there goes my head.
A and D strafe while I was left-clicking my fucking knife button.
See, that's how I know you would die.
But see, I would have had the unlimited ammo code initially, so...
No. you would just
so
die.
As each of us left the cell, we came to a stop, snapped to attention, and saluted the moon. The guard who was on duty in the guard tower leaned out to see what we were saluting. He had to lean so far that his pith helmet fell off. He almost dropped his rifle, and for a second we thought he would fall out of the tower himself. Navy Lieutenant Ted Steer went to one of the guards and pointed at the moon and spoke the Vietnamese word for the United States. Hoa Kai! He then pointed at the ground and said, Vietnam! He then made a pantomime as though he were operating a very large piece of artillery, pointing at the moon again and again speaking the Vietnamese word for America, Ho Khai. He began rocking back and forth with his imaginary artillery piece while crying out, Boom! 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 To show that American artillery, if placed on the moon, would have the range to hit North Vietnam.
Oh my god.
You Vietnamese people, so silly.
So silly.
Ted walked away while the guard continued to stare doubtfully at the moon. Later that morning, our political officer called Ken Fisher, who was the senior officer in our cell, out to interrogation and demanded an explanation of our conduct. Now, we didn't hear the whole news report from the BBC, so we assumed it meant somebody had landed on the moon. Ken explained, since Americans were the first to land on the moon, it must belong to us. Therefore, we were just showing respect for our country by saluting when we saw it. He told the political officer, whom we called Louis the Rat, that despite American own... I bet he liked that a lot.
I bet.
I bet that's why you were in that box.
Louis the Rat.
I'll show you a rat. How do Vietnamese speak? Ding dong ding dong.
I have no idea.
That was
I show you a rat.
Ding dong dong. That despite American ownership of the moon, we would allow Vietnam to continue to use our moon to time their Lunar New Year. However, Ken added they would have to change the Vietnamese word for moon. In Vietnamese, the word for the moon is actually two words, Ma Trung. Ma Trung? It's Ma Trung.
Ma Trung?
Ma Trung. The word for America is Mai. Therefore, Ken said they would have to call our moon Mai Trung.
Whoa.
Rat got very angry and sent Kenneth back to the cell. Thereafter, at every opportunity, we asserted American ownership of the moon. This soon spread throughout the camp, and guys began saluting the moon whenever they saw it. We didn't learn about our error in timing of the moon landing until early 1973, when we were joined by some of those shot down in 1972. By that time, however, the other news about what was going on in the real world was so interesting that we paid little attention to the moon landing. In any case, our story about the landing, even if premature, sounded better to us. So that's fucking crazy. These guys, like, they just heard that little bit over the fucking loudspeaker at the POW camp, and they just started, like, saluting the moon, and it totally threw these guys off. So then...
they're like, wait, America's where? That's
like,
not America.
I just love it, though. He's like, hey, you guys can still use our moon for your, you know, Lunar New Year and to keep track of
right.
when it's nighttime and
but
stuff.
But it's America.
But it's
just
our
like,
moon.
You know.
And we're going to have a base up there and we're going to bomb the
we're
shit.
We're going to be able to pinpoint you fuckers everywhere.
Exactly. And they're like, oh, shit. So then I found this other little bit since, you know, it's the 40th anniversary today. And tomorrow's my mom's birthday. I just want to say happy birthday to her.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Matt's mom.
My mom.
Mom.
Marianne, happy
Marianne.
Birthday. So,
why can't her name be Mary Mo?
What?
I'll be like, Mary Mo. Yeah, that song.
Thank you.
And I would totally sing that to her on her birthday.
Would you?
I would.
Do you want to call her right now?
Be like, she don't eat meat, but she show like the
we'll,
bone.
we'll call her on Skype after we do this real quick.
Oh, my God.
So, this is kind of cool. This is a porn cartoon that was given to the astronauts. Like,
what?
There's a video that goes along with this from this show called From the Earth to the Moon. I've never watched it, but it looks pretty amusing. So the links will be up in the jamhole.com in the show notes for this so you guys can see what I'm talking about. But a pornish cartoon, that's what the surprised astronauts from the Apollo 16 mission found while walking on the moon. It was in their checklist, mounted on the forearm, but it wasn't the first time that had happened. So basically, there's so much shit that they needed to do up there. People at Mission Control wrote them out this checklist, and when they put their spacesuits on to get into the craft, it was attached to their forearms. So while they were up there, they could look at what they had to do, right?
That's cool.
And the one guy flips over, and there's this porn on there.
That's cool.
And a little note that was like, you know, from us.
This.
Yeah, exactly. I just thought that was such a trip that they would, like, you guys are NASA scientists, and they're like,
everybody
here's some
likes
porn.
To fuck.
Well,
come on.
I know that, but it just seemed like...
everybody likes porn, too.
But what would happen if you got a raging hard-on in your spacesuit and it punctured through it, and
it's
then
not
you
gonna
died?
Puncture through it.
I got a raging hard-on sometimes. I can
it's
puncture
not
going to
puncture through
I can
anything.
Puncture through it. During the Apollo 12 mission, Commander Charles P. Conrad Jr. and Lunar Module Pilot Alan L. Bean found naked pinups in one of the pages of their checklist. It reportedly made them laugh hysterically while Command Module Pilot Richard Gordon Jr. listened from his orbit around the moon. So the dude is up in the orbiter circling around the moon, and all of a sudden he just hears this hysterical laughter break out, and he's like,
what the fuck
is going on? Like, what are you guys doing down there? That's so awesome.
That is great.
The reason for their surprise was in the fact that while the main crew prepared them, these extravehicular activity checklists were packed before the flight by the mission backup crew. They placed the Easter eggs without them knowing it at all. And then there's a drawing here of it, of the actual checklist picture and all that stuff that I guess they're going to auction off for like $200,000 to $300,000. So, I don't know.
That's retarded.
That's a lot of money. I know.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Like, okay, I'll take two. Or I'll just go to fucking Google and be like, hey, can I have that picture of the porn from the moon landing? Oh, there it is. Got it.
Yay.
Thank you.
I'll just print that out. No big
deal.
So,
yeah, I'll put the links to that and the story I just read on thejamhole.com in a celebration of the 40th anniversary of the moon landing. It's kind of cool. We've been to the moon and shit. And we've been watching, you know, some space-type movies. You want to talk about that now?
Which ones?
So, first, we watched Impact, and I first heard about this on The Skeptic's Guide to the Universe. Great podcast. And they were talking about it with Phil Plait, the bad astronomer, how, like, they got a lot of the science in it totally wrong, and it's kind of a cheesy movie, but Natasha Henstridge was in it, and I was like, ah, I haven't seen her since Species, so why the fuck not, you know? We'll give it a try. And it was, I guess it was on TV or something, but basically, the premise of the movie is that there's this bad asteroid or a meteor shower, and all of a sudden, a meteor hits the fucking moon.
It was pretty good.
It was pretty cool. If you didn't know jack fuck about science, like, it didn't bug you at all, except for me being like, no, that's not what a brown dwarf is, you idiot.
I didn't really care.
Yeah, it was amusing. But so this big, what they called a brown dwarf, hits the fucking moon and gets embedded in it, which now gives the moon twice the mass of the Earth, which is fucking with the orbit, which makes the moon come closer to the Earth, and it's just fucking a bunch of shit up,
right?
Just fucking shit up. We're losing gravity.
Puts it on like a slingshot.
Right. Oh, wait, are we?
Thing.
Hey, are you floating?
Yes.
Like, are you serious? Oh, that's amazing. So their first idea is to blow up the moon.
That was so stupid. I was so mad.
She's not even a science geek, and she's
like, you can't
blow up the moon.
No, I'm a fishing dork, okay?
Oh.
And you can't fuck up. You can't blow up the moon because then there's no tides.
Don't
do that.
Like, we need.
You fuck up my fishing.
It was so awesome, though. They're like, we'll just send nukes up there and we'll try and fix it. And that didn't work.
The president's like, yeah, okay.
That didn't work. And then they're like, we're just going to have to blow up the moon.
That was so
I can't even say
retarded.
That with a straight face. It was so amazing, though.
The president opted to blow up the moon.
It's like, that sounds good. Let's go with that plan instead of what all of the fucking scientists said to do. No, let's go with what the army general wants to do, and we'll blow it up.
He's lucky it didn't blow up.
It was so amazing. So now, like, I'm going to ruin the movie. I mean, I'm not ruining anything, but basically now, if we lived in this world, like, our moon has a big fucking chunk missing out of it, but the chunk is still there. It's just hanging out next to the moon. It's so stupid.
You didn't even say how they got rid of it.
Oh, so this guy...
You fell asleep.
Yeah, no, well, I ended up watching it, though.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. So they end up having to take this cruise missile and tie this nano cord. It's the space elevator idea, if you guys are familiar with that, how you can use nanotubes and all this whatever the fuck to make this super strong cable, basically. And using that cable, you anchor it to a point up in space, and then you can make an elevator of sorts out of that. So they took the idea of the space elevator, used the cable, anchored it to a fucking cruise missile, and the other end of the cable was tied to, what was it? It was like a big EMP machine.
I have no idea.
It was this big electromagnetic
machine. I know that it turned the moon into a magnet, and it made the fucking brown dwarf go
right
out.
Because the brown dwarf was magnetized, so they gave the moon, the core of it, basically the same magnetism.
Yeah, so the it's like putting a plus and a plus together.
Right,
it's just so a shootout.
It popped the thing out, which ended up working, but then it also took that whole chunk of the moon with it.
Right.
So now there, and it was just, it was cheesy as fuck, but it was pretty cool to watch shit blow up. And I was just, I was kind of disappointed because the whole time they're like saying all of this destruction and all this shit is going to happen. And I'm like, that had better fucking happen because there's no way you can save this now. Like,
you're like, I want everyone to die.
Well,
please.
It was just, they built it up so much that, like, how are you possibly going to get yourself out of this mess? Like, you can't cop out and be like, oh, and it was just a dream that all of the astronomy students had.
Right.
The end. Like, you have to end this somehow. Just end it with the moon hits the fucking Earth.
That
game
been
over.
So cool.
I would have been pleased as punch.
Very
if
pleased.
That would have happened.
I wish. It happened.
And that's what
so
I
cool.
said. Like, they had better just blow the fucking moon up by hitting the Earth and everyone dies and that's it.
That would have been cool.
That would have been fine. But oh no, they have to try and blow it up themselves and then that fails and then they have to build it up again because it's like a 3-hour fucking thing. Each there's two parts. Each one was an hour and a half. And then, so they do the thing we just talked about, and then, of course, that works, and a couple people died, and the guy got home to his kids, and ends up banging Natasha Henstridge, who I must say has put on some fucking pounds.
But she still looks good, though. That's
I don't,
thing.
She, maybe it was what she was wearing, but...
She was wearing a suit, dude.
And she had some wicked shoulder pads or something, like, she looked... Totally square. It was so weird.
Well, she's
rectangular.
Supposed to look like the science-y type chick, not a hot fucking alien species.
That is true. So, whatever. It was interesting to watch. If you can stop the movie when they're like, and the moon is going to hit the Earth, and then just stop it there, imagine what that would look like, throw in a the end and call it done. Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Pretty fucking good. But if you end up watching the end of it, then, yeah.
I'm not, sorry.
Not so much. So we went fishing a little bit on, what was it, Sunday? Saturday? It was Saturday.
Saturday.
And I caught two fishes.
You, yes, you did.
Did not catch any.
Nope.
And so I catch this fish, and it's big, and I get it right up to the dock, and I pull it up. And what happened? It, like, bit through the line or something, and the line snapped, and the
fish...
It
was just hooked very lightly on the side of the lip, and so...
Doug from Ohio says, then Luke Skywalker drops the proton torpedo into the exhaust vent and blows the fucker down. That would have been a better ending. No, not the one that you dropped and it got away. The one we had to play the fucking crane game to get. That's what I was talking about.
Wait...
The big one I caught that the guy had to help us get, remember?
Oh, yeah.
What happened? It, like, bit through the line or the line snapped?
No, the line snapped.
We had it on the dock.
Yeah.
At one point, and then it flopped back into the water because we don't have a net.
Oh, my God. I did that today.
And then we bought these two awesome lures, and we're like, fuck... That fish has the lure, and it was right there, like, in the water, we could see it, it was in the weeds.
I was like, I want my lure, I don't even care about the fish, I just want the lure.
And we're like, how the fuck are we gonna get this? And this guy comes over, and he's like, wow, looks like you got yourselves a little predicament. We're like, yeah, we gotta do. So he grabs some fishing line and a treble hook, and is trying to, like, play the crane game.
Snitch it, you know?
Trying to hook it and pull it up. Basically, we were there for, like, what, half an hour
trying to
hook
do that, yeah.
And he finally got it after, like, fucking 20 tries.
Yeah.
It was a good-sized fish. And then, yeah, I caught another one that, it, right as she pulled it up, the hook, like, ripped out of its mouth, and it went right back into the water. And
I was, like,
was so sad. I was like, that was mine. I caught that.
But it was cool, though. But
yeah, we had a good time. Those new lures are fucking awesome.
Yeah, I got three of them. And I used one today that's a mesh between the yellow and the green.
Oh, yeah?
With a gold spinner on it. Super sweet. Tore the hell out of them today. Like, awesome.
How many fish did you catch today while I was at work making our money?
14, 15, something like that, at least.
Are you serious or are you joking?
No, I'm dead serious.
Like, for real?
Like, I had at least 12 on my stringer at one point, and then wow. I just had to, like, get rid of them. And I kept two.
That's
all you
kept? I kept
the two biggest ones.
Yeah.
I mean, I gave the smaller ones away to, like, you know, people that were out there and stuff. I'm like, hey, dude.
And that's what we did when, because the guy was there with his two kids and I think his wife or something.
Yeah.
And we're like, we're not going to eat that. He's like, oh, cool. We gave
he's
it
like,
to
I'll
him.
Eat he's
like,
shit
oh, we'll
it.
Eat it. Like, I kind of felt bad that, like, this guy was totally, like...
helping us get it
well,
out.
Just the fact that he was out there fishing because that was how he was feeding his family.
Yeah.
Like, he wasn't that well off, obviously, and he had, you know, little warm Walmart poles and a little Barbie pole for his daughter yeah. and stuff, and it, I don't know, maybe that's not what it was, but it really seemed like it to me, just the vibe I got from him, that
well,
he was
that,
out there trying to feed his family.
Well, that and the fact that, dude, he just helped us get that out. It took like a half an
yeah,
hour doing
it
with
he
us.
Was
I'm like, dude, I just wanted the lure back. You could totally have the pike if you want. He's like, really? I'm like, yeah, dude,
it was just
it.
How, like, thankful he was for
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah,
like,
man.
You just fed our family for tonight.
Yeah,
it,
he's like,
I don't know. I
oh,
felt
kind of
bad, but yeah, he was very
no,
persistent.
No, you should feel super sweet about that. Be like, dude, I totally just helped them.
Well, yeah, but just the fact that there's people that are living like that when there's other people that are just like
that's how
throwing
I did
away.
In Florida.
And, yeah, I know, but it just sucks when you actually see it firsthand.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why all those commercials for the starving African kids work so well. It's like, people give a fuck about it until you actually see it, and you're like, yeah. No, there's the kid with the fly in his eye. Damn it, here's my credit card. Fuck. Like,
that's
it
so
sucks
gross.
When you have to see that shit. No. But yeah, he was persistent as fuck, and he ended up getting it, and we
yeah.
got our lure.
He's
that
like,
thing
fuck,
was hooked,
it's right
like,
there.
In its tongue, and fucking, like, he chowed that shit.
It wasn't bad, actually, compared to the shit I had to do today.
Compared to the last one I hooked that you had to just let go back with the hook in its mouth.
Shit, the one I got today that I had to keep because obvious reasons, when I got him, because I'm using the smelt on the bigger pole with the two treble hooks, right? And I'm using the other jig for, like, small pike. Well, a big one hit, and it fucking hit good. And, like, I wasn't able to get to it in time almost. And I had to, like, drop my other pole because it started taking out line on my other pole. And I'm like, motherfuck, motherfuck. And I dropped the other pole. It's still in the water. It's going down the weeds, and I don't even care, dude. I went over there. It was great. I set the hook, got it in, and, like, he swallowed it. Like, swallowed the two treble
no
hooks
shit.
To where it's, like, in his gills or whatever, and I could not get it out. And I'm looking at him. I look at him, and I'm like, you know what? You're big enough. Fuck this. And I just grabbed it and yanked it out and ripped his fucking gills out of his throat.
Nice.
I'm like, yeah, it's all right. You'll just come
killer.
Home with me.
Fucking killer.
But it was
over
great,
here.
Dude. Like, I was catching them left and right. It was just me on my one dock and then this dude and his kid on the other dock. And he's reeling in one. I'm like, oh, that's super sweet. And I reel in one. And he's like, oh, that looks big. And I'm like, yeah, it is. And, you know, it's so awesome, dude. I was catching them left and right from anywhere from like 18 inches all the way to 26. And, like, you know.
Well,
not
that's
the biggest
good.
Was
so,
26.
Was it worth that awesome fucking sunburn you
yeah,
had?
Yeah, it was.
If you guys look on thejamhole.com/forums or thejamhole.com/Twitter on the TwitPic account, you will see a picture of her back. Very burned. And you were burned from when we went on Saturday.
Yeah.
You were burned.
Yeah.
And then you went out again all day today, and you're even more burned now.
And I'm going out again all day tomorrow.
Of course you are. And
I'll
when
wear
you
a shirt.
Get sun poisoning, I will not be visiting you
that's
in
called
the
cancer.
Right. You already got that. Good.
I'm good. But yeah, it was so awesome out there.
Well, that's
day.
Good. So on the Friday show, we had hip hop producer slash rapper IQ, and I hate doing this. Like, I usually do not get stoned before the show, because if I get stoned, like, I'll wait till the show is going and then I'll smoke the rest of the show. I don't care because the show is already moving forward. It has momentum. But when I have to start the show and it goes from absolutely nothing to whatever I say is going to get the show going and I'm high, that's all I can think about. And I have a very, very hard time as it is organizing my thoughts. That's why I have my fucking notebook. And just normally, I'm very bad at that. So when I get stoned, I get all these thoughts in my head. And then I start thinking, of course, like, why are we doing this? Anyone can fucking podcast. Why does it have to be us? No one even listens to it. Like, I just start thinking. I get paranoid and I get depressed when I smoke before the show.
Well, stop it.
Well, he was sitting here we were waiting for you, and I was like, man, check out this awesome weed I got. And I told him the story about how I got it as a tip on a route from some old lady that was awesome. And so, you know, we smoked some, and then I was like, fuck. And I was nervous as is because now I'm high. But then I have this kid that I don't even know, and then, I don't know, I feel like I should apologize for that show, and then the levels were fucked because he was really quiet during sound check, and then he got kind of loud during the show, and then the whole fucking, I wanted to talk to him about hip-hop and music and shit, but I couldn't get my thoughts organized, and then she is every fucking 2 minutes going, you gave me cancer, you gave me HPV,
none of you were talking, and it just got to the point to where he's so quiet, and you don't even know what you're talking about. I'm like, alright, I'll bring up HPV. And that's, dude, seriously, you were blitzed.
I was
blitzed.
He was.
I was the only one sober, so I was like, okay, new topic, HPV. We could go on about that for a while.
And
let's
you
do
did,
this.
And I appreciate that, poor guy.
I'm sorry for him. But,
did you notice that after we started talking about that, he kind of like
sunk
he was,
into the...
Well, that and he was smoking, but he was like wiping off the... It was so funny. He was like, I totally watched him do it a couple times. He would like wipe off the pipe after you would hand it to him.
Nice.
It was so great. But he was amusing when he, you know, said stuff, when he started, you know, being like, fuck you, Matt, and this, that. Like, that was very amusing. So after the show, we were going to go to Grizzly Jack's so he could do a couple songs on stage. And we ended up not going out at all, and this was, I guess, my bad. I totally fucking fell asleep. But,
well, I went in and laid down because
right,
I was waiting
and,
for you to get done with your shit.
Well, we were going to go right after the show, but then Adam, Threesome Adam, he called, and he's like, 11 o'clock or 11:30 would be better. So IQ took off, and you're laying down, and I'm, like, tired from the day, and I was up all night the night before, I guess. You mentioned that to me.
Yeah.
That I was just up and down all fucking night. So
you
I was
never slept.
I was really tired anyway. So I laid down, and then the next thing I know, it's like fucking three
four
or
in
four.
The morning.
Yeah, it was. Yeah,
we
it
both
was.
Wake up at like yep. the same time. I'm like, I gotta pee, and I look at the clock, and I'm like, holy crap! And then I go out and smoke, and piss, and whatever, and then I come back in and lay down, and then, huh? You get up, and, you're
and
like,
I go
huh.
piss and smoke, and I'm like, oh shit.
You come back and you're like, it's like 4 in the morning. I'm like,
and I
yeah.
had a couple text messages. One was from IQ, and he was like, hey, I'm up here. Are you up here? From like at like midnight or something. And then in the morning, I get woken up by a text message and then a phone call from Adam. And Adam is not pleased. He is like, fuck that little white faggot wannabe rapper bitch. Fuck him. That faggot white nigger, like literally fucking pissed at this kid. So I call him up and I'm like, he's like, dude, fuck that kid, fuck him. I'm like, whoa. Like, I don't even know the kid. I liked his music and his beats, and you know, that was the extent of it. He was cool yeah. on the show. Like, what the fuck happened? And I guess IQ went up there, didn't introduce himself to anybody, didn't find Adam, I guess. Maybe he was waiting for me to, like, introduce them. I just yeah. assumed that if I wasn't there, he would have found the guy DJing, because that would be Adam,
yeah.
and be like, hey, I'm IQ, I'm going to hop on stage now. I guess he didn't do any of that, and basically he went in and then left, and he flyered all of the cars in the parking lot for the
nice.
Friday hip-hop thing, and Adam was pissed about that. He was fucking pissed.
Well,
like,
he was, like, offering him exposure.
To right. Adam was offering him stage time, and IQ goes there and doesn't. Like, I'm not on anyone's side with this. I don't really give a shit. Like, it would have been cool to have gone and seen him perform, but whatever. But that, I guess that sucks. But I also can't be mad at IQ, because Adam, we used to do the same thing back when we were in high school, and Adam was throwing parties, and I was helping him with that. We would go to places and flyer parking lots. Granted, it wasn't places that we were invited to be like, hey, come over here and get on stage, and we would just go and flyer parking lot. You know, we
right.
were hitting, like, Walmart and places like that. So, I don't know. Maybe it was a dick thing for IQ to do. Maybe Adam was blowing it out of proportion because he was pissed he had a flyer on his car. I don't know. I don't really give a shit. But he was pretty fucking pissed at him, and I don't know. He was like, what's his fucking phone number? And I'm like, here's his phone number. You guys can fucking work that out. Good luck.
Has he, like, talked to you since
I haven't
then?
Talked to either one of them since, so I don't know what the fuck ended up happening. I'm sure Adam called him. Adam's very angry when it comes to that stuff. So.
I honestly did not care for him.
For IQ?
Yeah.
Just from when he was on the show,
his
or what?
His personality and the way he was. There's just something about him I didn't like it. Kind of like...
How so?
I don't know. It's just his the way he looks. Not like how his face looks or whatever, but like the way he looks at you. Like he's very shady.
Really?
He's quiet. See, I don't know. I didn't like it.
I got the vibe that he was just like... His parents had a lot of money, and they put him through school, and he just liked hip-hop, and he started making that. I didn't get any, like, weird or bad vibe. He seemed like a nice kid when we were talking, but I don't know, maybe a little spoiled. Maybe, like, I make music, so I'm better than everyone else kind
of
thing.
That kind
I don't
of
know.
Vibe pisses me off. It's huh? like, that kind of vibe will piss me the
really?
Fuck off. Oh, yeah, dude. If you're, like, you know, a little stuck-up kid who was raised by their mommy and daddy and had all sorts of money and shit, and this is what you do with it, and you're not really anywhere with it, and you're rubbing it in everyone's face,
well, not,
type of
deal.
Do
you take that as rubbing it in everyone's face? I kind of take it as he's trying to get himself out there with what he wanted. And I listened to the album, and it's all right. It's nothing that great. I mean, it's better than mine with the beats that, you know, are made by him, and but I don't know, the lyrics and his style, like, I don't know, I'm not that into it. It's cool that it's something he made, but it's just not what I like to listen to, you know.
I don't know, it's
and
just...
I when I listened to it, I could totally pick out a bunch of spots that I don't know if he messed up or he ran out of breath or what happened, but I don't know, just because I do the same thing, maybe I have a better ear for that I can totally pick out, like, that didn't flow like it probably should have, or I don't know, it wasn't that great. Like, maybe I was expecting a lot because he's like, I'm from LA and I did all this amazing stuff and my shit's so awesome, and maybe that's what it was. I was
I
just
know.
Expecting an album of better quality than that, which I have no room to talk because his album is much better quality than mine. But, you know, he went to school for all that stuff.
And I honestly don't think so. Like, I think yours is better than his.
Well,
his
I'm talking about
slow.
The quality of it. Like, he has a professional album with a barcode and a CD cover.
So what it looks like is better than yours.
Right.
Right.
The packaging.
But the wrapping itself... Yours is way better than his was, dude.
Well,
his is slow and, like, I lived in L.A. and,
well,
like,
yeah.
I,
and
like,
it's that kind of vibe.
Spell and stuff. And,
I guess if he took a lot of time to make the beats and then to write the raps and then to record the raps. Like, I just found the beats and liked them and then wrote the rap and then recorded it. But
yeah, but
I don't know. I'm not making excuses. I just
didn't like him, per se. It's nothing against him personally. It's just the way he was.
Doug says, so what? Your shit is still better, Matt. Well, thanks, Doug.
But it's just the way he was, the way he acted, the way he presented himself and all that. I didn't like it.
I just
don't like him.
He was talking to me about how he was on, like, radio stations around here promoting his show that's coming up. And I think maybe he thought we were kind of like that. And then when he got here and saw that it was just, like, our house, and I told him, I'm like, listen to a few episodes so you know what's going on, so when you get here, you'll be a little prepared for it and stuff.
And did he?
I don't know. I didn't ask.
Probably not.
So, I don't know. Whatever. It was fun. I felt bad that, like, the one show he's here, and this is the guy that I was, like, excited about, that I wanted acceptance from because he lives here and he's local and he's making hip-hop, and that's kind of what I like doing. Like, it would have been cool to align myself with him rather than be out here by myself doing it. And he said, like, my lyrics were awesome and the best he's heard come out of Montana, and then, like, we end up talking about fucking HPV and cancer the whole time. Like, I felt kind of bad about it, but whatever. Fuck him.
Well, when you guys are stoned out of your gourd.
Yeah, maybe that was my bad. I don't know. Doug says, hell, Josh's shit was better, too. Really, I kind of like the 420 song. It was the best song that the one I liked the most, so that's why I put it at the end. But I don't know. I'm sure he's a nice kid. We'll probably maybe go to his show on Friday just to see. I want to see I want to go just personally to see what a hip-hop show in Kalispell is like, because I've never been to one here.
It's going
to
be a dude on stage, and that's it.
Well, right, but I want to see how he works the crowd. I want to see...
No, like, no crowd. I mean, like, a dude on stage, and that's it.
Well, they're selling tickets and stuff, so I'm sure there's going to be some people there. And if nothing else, we still got some Jam Hole stickers left, so it'd be a good place to go pass out stickers.
So what, are we going to have to buy tickets?
I don't know. Probably.
So fuck that. I'm not going. Fuck that shit.
Okay.
Sorry.
Well, let's give my mom a call. I know it's kind of late over there, and she's at my grandpa's house, but I really want to call her because it's her birthday tomorrow.
It's like 11:15 over there.
I don't have any money to buy her a card, so this will be the next best thing. please ring. There we go. Let's just hope my grandpa doesn't answer. Cross your fingers, everyone. Ring, 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 banana phone. Doop, boop, ba, doop, ba, doop. They're probably all sleeping. I'm waking up the house.
Hello?
Hi, you're live on the Jam Hole. Happy birthday to you. That's my mom. What's up, Mom?
Happy birthday to me. Finish the song.
How old are you?
Let's see. How old are you? You're 28, so yeah. I'm... 39,
40,
42.
Nice. You're a liar. How's it going over there in beautiful California?
It's 104.
Fuck that shit.
And you know how much I like the heat.
I know, you love it. So this is our 220th episode, and I figured since I don't have enough money to send you a card, I would call you right now and wish you happy birthday.
Well, thank you so much.
That's right.
I appreciate that.
I took
that,
time
my
out
loving
of
loving son.
Your son took time out of his podcast to call his mother and wish her happy birthday. Best son
who
ever.
Could ask for,
best son ever.
Who could ask for? Hey, don't talk over me. Who could ask for anything more?
That's right. Hey, what's your other son doing right now? I bet he didn't call you on his podcast.
No, he didn't call me on his poker game either.
That's right. Fuck him. I was always the better son.
Well, what do we say? I have my two sons, right?
Right.
Yes, and who always tells me you like him better?
I do.
Hey, I found some awesome pictures of you. Hey, Danny, I got some pictures to show you.
Oh, yeah? I want to see those.
Well, cool. As soon as Grandma dies and you get your ass home, maybe you can show her.
Is that nice?
I'm just kidding. That was a horrible thing to say. How is Grandma doing?
Hanging in there.
That's good.
She says to say hi. She really misses you guys and loves you so much. She loves you more than me, you know.
I know that. I know that because she didn't live with us for all those years. She doesn't know.
She doesn't know how to hate you yet.
Never took me to freaking Toys R Us. That's for sure.
That's true. Every time we'd go there, we'd walk to Toys R Us, and man, we'd get anything we wanted almost.
Grandma's taking us for a walk, around the block to Toys R Us.
With Grandpa's credit card.
Nice.
You're a spoiled brat.
Yes, I am.
God, you lucky
brat. She loves you and Mark dearly.
Well, we love you guys too, and the whole Jam Hole Nation wishes you a happy birthday.
Well, thank you. Thanks to the chat room. Sorry I can't get on, but Grandpa's computer here is like prehistoric.
It is. It is so awesome. It's the oldest e-machine I've ever seen in my life.
Awesome. Well, happy birthday.
It took like 30 minutes. It took 30 minutes to get online. I finally said, the hell, I didn't shut it off.
That's right.
Nice.
Fuck anyway, thank you, and you guys have happy 120th episode.
No, 220.
It's not more than 120.
220.
220.
220.
220.
Thank you.
I thought that.
That's right. God. It was just 120 episodes ago when you were here talking about how I used to hump the couch cushions.
What?
Not me.
I need to listen.
Yeah, remember
back.
That? Episode 100.
That wasn't me.
We were all here.
I need to listen back.
No,
who
would
have thunk? Who would have thunk it? What a success my son is. I am just so proud of you.
That's right.
No, seriously.
I know.
I am so proud of you.
Seriously.
You have come such a long way, honey.
I have a job and everything.
My honey bunny. Okay. I married you, my honey bunny.
Happy birthday, Mom. Thank you.
Thank you.
I love
okay,
you.
Thanks for calling.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
All about.
Bye.
My mother, ladies and gentlemen.
Did she ever teach you how not to be a dick?
No. That was really mean. I felt bad about that as soon as I said it about her.
You are such a douchebag. Has anyone ever told you that? At least yet today.
Only you, honey. Only you.
You are so rude to your mom and
what?
To your loved ones.
Why?
Be more caring. When something goes wrong in your life, don't take it out on someone you love.
I don't.
That didn't do anything.
I don't. Take you? It out on you. Is oh, wait, that's what you were... Right, okay, sorry. Damn it. Doug says, applause. She's just like Matt. Don't talk over me. Well, happy birthday, Mom. Amazing. You've made it longer than my father. Fantastic. So... Let's talk about pregnancy, STDs,
no!
and teenagers.
No.
Did you know that birth rates among U.S. teens have increased in 2006 and 2007 following large declines from 91 to 05? We were doing good! We were doing so good! From 91 to 05, and then 06 happened, and we fucked it all up.
Literally.
We literally fucked it all up. It found that previously improving trends in teens and young adults' sexual and reproductive health have flattened or may be worsening in some cases. U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention researchers analyzed national data from 2002 and 2007. Are you ready for some interesting facts?
Sure.
Some fun facts.
How many people have cancer this year?
Only you, baby. In 2000, I'm totally kidding.
I hate
in
you.
2000, more people. You and my grandma. That was awful.
You're gonna die, okay? A horrible, painful death because you're a douchebag. Hey, excuse me, sir. Over there, looking at your phone.
Ben keeps texting me.
Hey, I don't care who's texting you.
Because he's making me beats.
You're an asshole.
I know that.
Now stop it.
In 2004, there were about 745,000 pregnancies among females younger than age...
18.
20. This included an estimated 16,000 pregnancies among girls aged... What's the earliest age, say?
16.
10!
Whoa!
10! Sluts! You, America, are raising sluts. Sluts.
Do I have to take a shower tonight?
You might want to. You kind of smell like fish. And I don't mean from your vagina.
I don't want to. It's going to hurt.
Well, I'll scrub you down with the...
No, don't scrub me at all. Don't, no.
The loofie, what's it
the
called?
The pumice stone?
No, the fucking, the thing we use.
Loofah?
The loofah. The loofia was close.
The loofia? The labia, yes.
It was the labia. I will massage your labia. An estimated 16,000 pregnancies among girls aged 10 to 14.
Wow.
Doug from Ohio says, where are all these 10-year-old sluts?
Oh my God.
Doug. They all live here.
They're in Montana.
Yeah, pretty much.
And they'll all be here for our 250th episode.
Probably.
All of them.
All of them.
You should be here for that.
Come on down. Syphilis cases among young people aged 15 to 24 have increased in both males and females in recent years. Syphilis?
What?
In 2006, about 1 million... young people aged 10 to 24 were reported to have...
Chlamydia!
Chlamydia! Gonorrhea or syphilis.
Ooh.
Nearly one quarter of females aged 15 to 19 and 45% of females aged 20 to 24 had a human papilloma virus, or HPV.
How many?
A bunch.
In what
Millions.
Year? In what year?
2006.
Why?
Because... Or this is...
How does it even originate? How do you originally get HPV? That's what I want to know. Did someone fuck a goat?
Perhaps.
And get it and then pass it on to someone? Kind of like the AIDS virus?
I just do what I always do. Blame it on the blacks.
Fucking niggers.
Whoa! Whoa! Now, she can say that now because we have a black man in president.
Right.
For now.
Because that's funny now. Not racist. At all.
That's right.
Right.
Absolutely.
If they'd stop.
No, it says nearly one quarter, nearly 25% of females 15 to 19 and 45% of females 20 to 24 had HPV infection during 2003 and 04.
Oh, well.
And you know that number's only increasing.
Yeah.
Doug says the rest had Barbie dolls.
Wow.
Awesome. From 97 to 06, rates of AIDS cases among males aged 15 to 24 has increased.
15 to 24.
That's
to
sucks.
Tell you, hey, your life is over.
Or just beginning, huh? Depending on how you look at it. I'm a glass half full kind of guy.
I'm gonna fuck everything the moose. Take y'all down with me.
That's right, male or female.
Not nice. Not nice.
I have ceased giving a fuck. In 06, the majority of new diagnoses of HIV infection among young people occurred among males and those aged 20 to 24. I am safe and out of that age bracket. Thank bobblehead buddy Christ. Thank you.
Well, that was in 2004, right?
Right.
Right, well, I'm 23 now,
no, 06.
In 2009.
Right, but you're a chick. We're talking about dudes here.
Okay.
From 2004 to 2006, about 100,000 sluts aged 10 to 24 visited a hospital emergency department for non-fatal sexual assault, including 30,000 females aged 10 to 14. If you quit dressing like sluts... You wouldn't get raped like sluts.
Right.
Duh. Duh. Should have had a V8, sluts. Less dick, more V8. Okay? You fucking whores. I'm
V8
serious.
Fruit.
Your little 9 and 10-year-old daughters that you care for so much. Don't say nothing about my baby. Like, you
buy
let them her...
tube tops and mini skirts and makeup.
That is not... 10 to 14 year old attire.
But sure it is now.
But she's a mature 10.
Right. She's like 16.
Right.
Which 16 year olds
Excuse
are still pretty fucking retarded.
Hey,
sometimes.
16's the new 28. Or 22.
Right.
This report identifies a number of concerns regarding the sexual and reproductive health of our nation's young people. You think?
Right.
It is disheartening that after years of improvement with respect to teen pregnancy and sexually transmitted diseases, we now see signs that progress is stalling and many of these trends are going in the wrong direction. So
Whatever
sad.
Whatever gave you that idea?
So sad.
Well.
That's what you get, kinda.
Hey.
It's kind of what, not you, I mean, the nation, like, that's what you get.
Okay.
You cram them full of that religious bullshit, and then you fucking wonder why they act out so much, and the only way they can get back at their parents is to go fuck a 23-year-old, and they're like 12, so teach your kids better.
I don't know what I did to get HPV.
Well, should have been nicer. Now, I don't know. You probably don't even have it. You probably had it from, excuse me, from a long time ago, and it was just dormant, and that's why it didn't show up in your tests, and now you have it. But it's cool.
Know.
They'll get rid of it, and that'll be it.
Well, what if it actually is, like, at, like, stage 3, which is precancerous,
that's
or 4?
That's after awareness, after, what's the next stage? Preparation. I don't know.
You know, well, there's five different stages
of HPV. They can fix
it,
though. They can just blast that shit with some fucking radioactivity, and then that's that.
Yeah, well, it's really fucking scary. Okay.
Red Fox says, didn't you date someone like that that was so much younger than you,
Yes,
Matt?
He did.
And Doug says, yeah, he did. She was 10 years. I gotta say that like it was a good thing, but I don't know.
No, that's not fun. A good thing. That's disgusting.
What
Sorry.
Is it?
Yeah.
How old's your mom?
I don't know.
How old's your dad?
3 years older than her.
Okay. Bad example.
But my grandmother and grandfather are 11 years apart.
Oh! Well, there you go.
But that's disgusting anyway, if you want to think. Dude, it's fucking
well,
gross.
Check this out. If you're not getting diseases from fucking, you're getting it from eating McDonald's. Because apparently, in Rock Island, Illinois, a McDonald's worker may have exposed 10,000 people to hepatitis A. That's not the
nice.
Fun one. That's not the fun hepatitis either.
Uh-uh.
No. Not at all.
My mom's got the fun one.
Oh, yeah? How's that working out for her?
It's totally fine. She just can't give blood. That's all.
No problem here.
No problem.
Kevin Murphy operates the McDonald's restaurant in Milan. He says the restaurant learned from health officials on July 13th that one of his twerkers had been diagnosed with Hep A. Give me an A. A.
That's
oh my an
God.
Awful joke.
Yes.
That worker was diagnosed June 17th. State health officials say they didn't know about the case until July 13th. And authorities... Oops. Oopsie-daisy. And authorities are trying to figure out why the case went unreported for so long. Well, you know why? Because you can't miss a day of fucking work. If you're living like we all are, paycheck to paycheck, and you miss a day of work, you are fucked. I wouldn't tell nobody either. Hep what? No, not me. Must have been someone else. I'm like swapping fucking medical records and
right.
shit. Cause
like,
I
have no idea what you're talking about. I'm healthy as an ox.
I can't miss a day of work. I'm sorry. I got fucking four kids with three different baby mamas to feed. You know, I can't do that. Another infected Milan McDonald's employee came to work on 7 days in July. Possibly spreading the virus to patrons. It isn't clear when health officials or McDonald's learned about the second worker. An estimated 10,000 people who ate at the restaurant are being urged to get preventative shots. I always heard prevention is the best medicine.
Sure.
Stop eating at McDonald's, you big fat fucks.
Right.
So, check this out. Speaking of big fat fucks, see how I did that?
Someone ate all the bagelfuls and a tub of cream cheese.
Let's say you had a night. Okay, that's not funny.
That is
who's a douche
funny.
Now?
Me.
That's
for
right.
once.
Thank you. You.
And I will admit that for once. How many boxes of bagelfuls did you buy?
Two.
How many did I eat?
All of them.
I ate
no,
one bagelful.
I ate all of them.
You did.
That's why I don't have food in the house. You know I have a problem.
Is that why you are a fat kid?
Drugs and food. I can't handle.
And I've noticed.
Because I'll do it all until it's gone.
I've noticed.
Have you?
I have.
Okay, then.
Not good.
That's why I have no more pot.
Duh.
Give me... let's say we have a 9-year-old and he's fat. What? How many pounds would you say a 9-year-old would weigh that's really fat? Like, what's... give me a ballpark estimate.
A 9-year-old?
A 9-year-old.
How tall is a 9-year-old?
5'2".
That's pretty tall.
For 9, he's a fast grower.
Yeah, that's pretty fucking tall. 5'2"? My grandmother's like 165.
My mom's
and she's
like 4'7".
Well, yeah, so. my grandmother's the same height as your mom, basically.
Let's see.
She's like 165.
Red Fox says that's going to be fun in a few days on the toilet. Doug's guessing 180.
You're gonna poop a bagel full box.
180, Red Fox. Doug says 220. Doug says 360. I'm gonna say 324 pounds.
Oh, what? That's ridiculously large. I mean, my grandmother's quite round.
He loves
she's like 165, 170, and she's not even 5 foot.
Red Fox says no.
No.
I am commanding you.
No.
That is no.
No.
At just age 9, Dzombik Katakokov weighs
a... What the fuck kind of name is that? Zombie?
He's Russian.
Zombie?
He's Zimbabwean.
Oh, okay.
He's Jewish.
Right.
He weighs a staggering 324 pounds and wears man-sized shoes. Believed to be the unofficial world's fattest child, Russian Dzambyk, known as Jambik, dreams of winning gold for his country at the Olympics.
What?
Dude... I don't know what kind of Olympics you guys have there, but unless there's like a quarter pounder with cheese eating contest,
hot dog eating contest,
or a big fat fuck contest, like you're not winning gold anything.
Uh-uh.
Unless it's those little gold coins that you unwrap and there's chocolate in it.
As a bobsled, Doug says.
We are a Jamaican bobsled team. Am I? Good running.
Good
yeah, boy.
Oh my God. It's been so long since I saw that.
That'll
movie.
Be the next one we revisit from our younger years.
Seriously, because like
seriously,
the only thing I remember
haven't.
Is him singing that stupid
hey.
Song, going down the fucking thing.
And
what?
John Candy was in it before he died.
Dude.
Speaking of big fat.
You're 6 years older than me.
Fun.
Didn't we have this discussion when we were watching the Species trilogies?
Yeah.
Right. How old was I when the Species trilogy, the first Species came out?
That came out in what, 94? 96? 90, it's on that computer. It's fine.
I was
worry.
9.
Right. And I, was,
I am 9. You're 6 years older than me.
Right.
How old are you?
28, so my mom says. I don't know.
When I'm 9.
What about it?
You're 6 years
were
older.
Were you
than
324
me.
Pounds when you were 9?
No, I was like
this kid
90?
Was, is...
Well, maybe
he
should not eat so many bagel fulls.
At 5... that was mean. Now you're being a douche.
Payback's a bitch!
At 5... And so is my girlfriend. At 5'2" tall, high five, chat. The boy who towers over and wider than... Ha ha ha, I've got jokes. All his friends, his family's furniture has to be reinforced to support his massive frame.
Nice.
Hey, how about you lose weight? I'm glad, though. I'm really glad that he's... excuse my face. That
what
he's not
American.
What's
wrong with you?
That Sparks is what's
don't
wrong
drink
with
it.
I'm sorry. Doug
I
says,
bought you a rock star.
Mr. Stay Puffed. But I'm glad he's not American. That makes me feel a little better, you know?
A little.
Like, we are fat. I've been noticing lately. I don't know if it's now that it's summertime and fat people just can't handle the heat, so they're wearing, like, less clothes, but holy shit, Kalispell.
Those fucking moo-moos.
Lose
and,
some fucking weight. Christ.
I don't know about you, but the hot weather, like, brings out the good-looking people.
Well, yeah, they're just more good-looking because they're wearing less clothes, but the fat fuckers are also wearing less clothes, which is not so good-looking.
Right.
A British doctor who has met the boy says his health is in grave danger.
No shit, really?
No!
Oh, I'm 300-some pounds, but I don't know
and I'm 9! My heart doesn't beat very often.
Once every hour or
if
so.
That, I think it beated once. I mean, what the fuck is wrong with you? He's like, this is like one of those kids that goes on Jerry Springer and the mother's like, I don't see a problem with this. With my baby, if my 3-year-old wants fried chicken, I'm going to feed him fried chicken. Like, what the fuck
I
is
my
wrong?
My baby's beautiful. Hey. Every 360 pounds of him is beautiful. I ain't gonna starve my baby. That's so fucking stupid.
That's not beautiful.
That drives me nuts.
That's not beautiful. Do you notice why you don't see 400-pound models? Because that's not sexy.
That's not hot.
That's not actually what
a human...
Wait,
what movie were we watching? Oh. That movie oh, God, fuck. The dude...
You're not giving me much here.
No, the road manager... Was like following the fat chicks.
The great Buck Howard.
The great Buck Howard.
I was going to talk about that after this.
Oh, man. His first road
John
manager.
John Malkovich.
Yeah, was
awesome.
Following this
I like him.
Fat chick around just like, oh, yeah, just another perk of the job.
Yeah, he's like, I love going to these small venues because the chicks that work there are always big fat chicks, and he's just on it, dude.
He's like,
it's
oh,
so awesome.
Just another perk of the job.
Yeah, good movie, though.
Every day.
Did you enjoy that?
I did. I thought it was funny.
I tried to watch it a long time ago, but the rip I got, like, the audio was way out of sync, and I was like, it looked like a good movie. I was like, fuck, I want to watch this.
It was all right. I kind of hate the dude, the Buck Howard dude.
Well, it's supposed to be like that, though. It's classic mentalist persona. Like, that is, what's that guy's name? Red Fox, that's always on. They talk about him on the Skeptics Guide. The fucking douchebag mentalist guy. What the fuck? That is gonna bug the shit out of me. Red Fox or Dougal, no.
You're like, Red Fox, help me save me.
Well, he listens too, and he knows. I know it too. I just, if I heard it, I would know what the fuck it is. Yuri Geller! Thank you! See, I knew he would know. But that's how all of those mentalists are. They're total fucking douchebags like that. And they, ever since being John Malkovich, I've really liked him as an actor. And this movie, he did such a good job with that douchey mentalist persona. That cheesy fucking, these are all tricks, but I'm blowing. Isn't that amazing? Or whatever he kept saying.
Isn't that wild? Isn't that wild?
My favorite place to be. Like, it was a good movie, though. I really enjoyed it.
I love the sound. Like, every time.
Red Fox says, woo! And then he says, I have a book on mentalism and how to do those tricks. How does he find his money?
Yeah, how does he I really want to know that. How does he find his money?
It was a good movie. It was a Tom Hanks directed it or did something, and I think his son was the main character in it besides John Malkovich. His name was, what, Corey Hanks? Something Hanks. But yeah, it was an interesting
something
movie.
Something Hanks.
We watched that before we went to the Species trilogy.
Which we relived.
Which, man, back in 96, Natasha Henstridge was hot as fuck.
Yeah, she was.
Titties and everything.
She was the typical, like, blonde billboard
Barbie.
Fucking, yeah.
Barbie,
yeah.
Basically. Nice titties, nice legs, nice ass, just fucking pip, pap, pop, hot. Much like you.
No.
Minus the sunburn.
And minus the, like, legs forever.
I mean, that's hot. No, I like a little fuller figure in my woman. Just quit eating all that damn cream cheese. I love you. See, now I'm being a douche. Take note. Quote, his weight means he has a greatly increased risk of diabetes, cancer, and heart disease.
Really?
No!
Oh.
The family was like, get the fuck, really?
No way.
Really? You know, now that you mention that, we do have a history of heart disease and fat in our family.
My cousins are the Teletubbies, ain't you know?
Do you have a history of fat in your family, you fat fuck?
Oh my god.
Well, he has a steady diet of Big Macs and Quarter Pounders with cheese since he's been two. We used to put him in the food processor and put him in his baby bottle. He liked it a lot. We cooked bacon and eggs. We put the bacon grease in his baby bottle. We warmed that up and feed it to him. He loved the shit out of it.
I almost just vomited in my
Isn't
mouth.
Isn't that hot? Could you imagine? But his mother, Nelia, 42, does not share the concerns. Quote, he's just growing upwards and outwards. What can I do about it? This is who he is. This is how God created him.
No, he created him as a fucking, like, 19-inch child. And then you
Did God
fed
create
him all
him?
This crap.
Nice catch.
Yes,
did God create him, or was that your fucking egg and your husband's fucking sperm?
Right. Either way, if you believe in the whole God conception thing or whatnot, if God really made him, he made him how big he was at the time of the birth. Right? And then it's up to the family to make that child grow to be an adult. So when you overfeed a fucking child
what
and they become massive.
What happens when you feed your cat too much cat food?
It gets fat!
And lazy. Lethargic, and, if
oh
you
God.
Will.
I have a cat named Fluffy.
It has a fat pussy cat.
That's why we call her Fluffy.
Fuck yeah, dude. She's
like a soccer ball.
You growing big up there.
She just won't stop eating. I don't know how to... Yeah.
It's amazing.
She's huge.
So let's talk about
with her.
Let's talk about meth, baby. Let's talk about you and me and a light bulb and a closet
things and the
and a straw and a lighter.
We did like meth.
And cleaning up our carpet on meth.
On meth.
So have you noticed around here all of the gross meth looking signs we have? They're like, this isn't normal. Like, slicing your wrist in the bathroom isn't normal.
Really?
Unless you're on meth. It just, it blows my mind that this town, this community, tries to bill itself as a classy, nice, wholesome, God-directed...
And then you have meth signs
and
everywhere.
Then like, it's 2009. If you have to be told that meth will fuck your life up, then just do it. Obvious. Like, just go fucking do it then. Who cares? I am personally just sick of seeing all of those signs. The latest one is a new one I've seen, and it's what I described. It's a sink with blood and razor blades in it, and it says something about killing yourself. I couldn't read it because I was going like 85. No, I'm kidding. I was doing the speed limit, but I couldn't read
it. Which 85 was the speed limit.
Exactly.
Right.
So, I don't know. I'm so fucking sick of seeing that. And, like, by now, who are we educating?
Unless you're a child.
Then your parents should educate you. Not billboards on the highway.
Their parents are still doing the meth.
Then that's a little too late then, isn't it? Because obviously they're already doing it. You think someone on meth is going to see one of those signs and be like, huh, so slicing yourself because you hate your life isn't normal unless you're on meth. Weird.
Well, then I'm totally normal.
Well, fuck. Like, I don't know. I'm just sick of seeing them. It's fucking, if it's 2009, if you need to be told that drugs in a certain capacity will fuck up your life, then you're a fucking idiot and you should do them until you die. And that's all.
I had to be told a million times that cocaine is very bad.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug, though.
I know. I've had to been told that at least 20 times.
I know.
Saying, please stop doing cocaine. And I'm like, uh-uh. And they're like, please stop doing cocaine. I'm, uh-uh. And, yeah.
When's the last time you've done cocaine, though?
It was a great diet, though.
When's the last time?
I don't know.
You were a little thinner then. Totally kidding. See, this is a comedy show.
Well, when I went to Boise for the thing, and my GM or DM district operator at the time knew about this. He knew I was high out of my fucking gourd. But how else could I run like 110 hours a week? You don't expect me to not be fucking high? I'm going to score some coke. So I did a shit ton of coke out there.
That was the worst drug to work on for me. Because
no,
I just
for me, it was wonderful.
Do more. I can't stop.
Well, for me, it was wonderful. I don't know. I just did a shit ton.
Good.
That's the only problem with it. And I did come back like 35 pounds lighter.
Notice any residual effects?
Yeah. Yeah, I came back like 35 pounds lighter.
See, I don't know. I did it quite a bit, and I did meth when I was like 15 or 16.
Never done meth.
Really? It's not. I'm too high
strung. I
didn't
want to take it that far. Coke to me is a more cleaner type of thing
than
meth.
Well, yeah, it depends how it's made.
I didn't
want to
get that
not
dirty and trailer trash disgustingness type
Well,
deal.
The coke up here is not much better. But
well, no.
Like, for me, I'm too high strung as is. I need,
yes,
like, pot or opiates to go the
you
other way.
You need downers. I
exactly.
like uppers, okay?
And I used to do Ritalin and all that shit, and I'd get a buzz. But every time I would do it, like, towards the later years of me doing it, I would just not enjoy it. I'd be like, God, I wish I would just come down already. Because I'm so, like, I don't know. I think just the more responsibility I ended up having. And then doing that, and then I'm just like, God, I wish I could just relax now. Like, now I'm going, and I just want to chill, and it just, yeah.
Nah, see,
it
like,
wasn't fun anymore. I'll mix it with opiates, though. Like, that's cool, but it just straight, like, blow, or, yeah, it's not fun for me anymore.
Nah, see,
I'm growing up.
I don't know, I've never really liked the downers type of thing ever, because I like to go to work and be high, or I like to go out and be high or something, you know. I like to have sex and be high. Not like, let's do this and I want to sit around and eat Doritos and watch TV. Like, I don't, if it puts me in that kind of mood, I don't like to do it. That's why I don't smoke pot.
You don't smoke pot because it makes you Looney Tunes.
That too. Because I can't stop laughing. I'm just retarded. Ask my dad. It's
one of these
deal.
Days, you's gonna die laughing.
Oh, like I was trying to
weasel?
Score. I was Come trying on. To score a bowl out of my mom today.
For me?
For you?
I love you.
And I was like, she
for
goes
for the cancer, Ma. Come on,
right now. And then my mom's like, I don't have much left. I'm like, well, come on. When's the last time I smoked? And she's like, wait, it's for you?
Oh, and don't lie to your mom for me, baby.
I was like, yeah, it's for me. And she's like, well, here, let me go get the pipe. And I'm like, well, I don't want to smoke it here because I can't smoke and drive because I'm an idiot. And she's like, well, then never mind. And I'm like, ah.
Yeah, that's cool.
And my
worry.
Dad was like, he's like, wait, when did you say the last time you smoked was? And I'm like, I don't know, like 2 years ago. He's like, bullshit, I blew it in your face while you're sleeping. He's like, you woke up like an idiot.
Love you, Dad.
He's such a douche. He would do that to me. I'd be asleep on the couch.
Me and your father, don't ever call a douche again, or we'll smack you in the mouth.
No, my dad's great. You are a douche.
Thank you. Why are you with me then? What the fuck are you even doing here?
I don't know what it is. Actually,
I just love a douche.
The sex is good. You have a job. You have a vehicle that's not mine. I'm not living under
that's
my roof.
That's normal.
No,
he doesn't
not
beat
normal
me.
For
I'm
me.
In love.
Like, no
shit. Good standards, retard.
No, just the fact that you have things going for you rather than just not.
Well, I
at
did
all.
Until you scared my co-host away.
I did not
and
scare him
you
away.
Guys, I'm sorry. I have to bring this up. I was looking on iTunes, and there's two reviews, one of which is mine. I'll fess up to that one. The other one says something like, this show used to be great until you replaced your co-host with your girlfriend. Bad move. I'm going to just stop listening or something. Like, wow. It was just, it's just one review. Like, I really don't care. It just, I read it. I was like, really? Like, I didn't do that on
purpose.
Well, who
purpose. Else wants to do this?
It's either her or just me, so... But no, what I was going to say is I texted Braden today because you brought up this morning. You woke up having like a wet dream about Braden or something.
Yeah, I was like, man, you're I like, love hey, fucking when Braden's around. Where's he at?
We should get him on the show tonight.
Yes.
And I'm like, I don't know. I don't think... I didn't want to because I didn't want to ask him because I know he doesn't want to. If I know... That if he wants to come on the show, he will call me and be like, hey, can I do a show tonight? And he knows yeah. I'll be like, yeah, dude, come on over.
Yeah.
So I hate calling him because then I feel like I can't do it by myself or like me and you
no,
can't handle it.
No, I totally just wanted him on the show. It's
well,
been
right.
so long. I'm but, like, hey, dude, what are you doing? Want to come hang out and do the show with us? Maybe?
But for me personally, I feel like me calling him saying, hey, do you want to come do a show with me is me and you not being able to handle it or me losing my shit or something like that. That it's yeah. stupid, but that's just how I feel about it. And I did. I texted him. I'm like, what are you doing tonight? Want to come do a show with us? And I never heard back from him, so.
Well, neither did I, but he's probably out hiking or something.
We could call him.
We should call him.
No, we're not going to call him right
damn.
Now.
Damn. That sucks. No, but that really sucks if someone thinks that I suck.
Well, and like, dude,
Braden.
It's one person. It's just because no one takes time to write reviews and rate us on iTunes, and that's fine. I don't care. Whatever. I mean, if you guys want to, do it. If not, who gives a shit? But it just, there's... It was just weird seeing that because usually people will say, like, dude, that
what's
sucks.
Your review say?
Just that we're totally awesome and amazing and that the show is done 3 days a week. That's it's stupid.
You're a dork.
I am.
Anyway, so what were you saying?
I don't know.
But that kind of sucks, though. It's like, yeah. ow, burn, man. You know, I kind of got thrown into this position.
I think...
It's not like I was asked to be the co-host or anything. Nothing
well,
like
right,
that.
And don't get it twisted. I didn't kick Braden out so that me and her could do another fucking... like. And that's why I didn't want it to turn into. There's so many shows that are like, this is me and this is my wife. This is me and this is my girlfriend. This is me and this is, you know... Like, I didn't want it to turn into that. That's why I liked me and Braden doing it, you know? But that's just how it happens. So it's not like I fucking... This was not in the game plan of the jam hole, which I have in that first notebook there.
Obviously, because like, the banner says The Jam Hole with Matt and Braden.
Yeah, well,
not
MDS
Matt
sent us,
and Boobs.
MDS sent us a new banner. Maybe we'll use.
No, we will not.
That's
thanks.
Awesome. It's we won't use it, but I'll put it up in the forum somewhere. It's basically it says it's the same thing, but instead of Braden's name, it's that picture of Danny's boobs with the Jam Hole stickers on it. It's so great. It's like Matt and Boom. Alright, well, I got a couple more things to talk about, and then we'll get the fuck out of here. This,
of course you do.
This is fantastic, because for one, I really dislike dogs, and for two...
Dislike dogs!
I really dislike them. They're annoying, they stink.
I, like, begged my dad to bring out my dog fishing with
me
tomorrow.
I like doing you doggy style, that's about it. But the
only way we're gonna be able to do it tonight, by the way.
That's fine. The only thing they're really good for is, you know, watching the home, protection, and, you know, dog fighting, obviously. Totally kidding. But I hate it when people do this shit, especially when it's like, oh my god, we're in such a recession, this is so horrible, we gotta save our fucking money and count our fucking pennies and this and that. These people, basically this one is called Dog Lovers Hunt for Bling at Reliant Show. Owners may be cutting back in some areas, but not when it comes to their best friends. And you gotta see the picture of this. I'll post it in the show notes on thejamhole.com. But it's basically, it's a picture of this chick with this ugly fucking, what is it?
Pug?
No, it's a...
Chesapeake.
It doesn't even say. No, it's like a little yappy fucking poodle looking dog strapped onto this lady's front side while she's on her fucking iPhone. Like, just, it. I hate that. I would punch her and her dog in the face if I saw that in person.
That's disgusting.
I fucking hate it.
I believe in mass like murder right now.
That's why I don't like dogs, for one. Red Fox says, you should sell a page from The Notebook for donations. Dude, I'll sell the whole fucking notebook for donation. I don't give a fuck.
What? You don't want to keep those?
No, I do want to keep them because I have three of them now. Are full. This one's almost full, so I kind of, it's cool to look back. I have all my notebooks from all my rhymes and poetry and shit from when I first started, too, and stories I used to write. I used to write all that shit when I was younger. I have all that stuff, so maybe one day when we're, like, at our 1,000th episode, we'll auction it off or something. But holding their purse strings in one hand and customized leashes in the other, dog owners found ways to splurge at this weekend's Reliant Park World Series of Dog Shows. And my parents used to do this, not like to this extent, but they used to raise pedigree Rottweilers and take them to shows, and they had trophies and all that shit.
Well, dogs like
that,
are cool as shit.
Right.
But
they weren't
a little Yorkie.
Walking around with them strapped to their chest with little fucking... things on them.
Like,
I hate this for you,
doggy.
Like, oh, this is my kid. No, that's a fucking dog. And if that's your kid, then you really are a bitch. Booyah! Fuck, I hate those people. I hate them so bad.
You know, I like dogs, but I don't like those small dogs that chicks carry around in their purse, on their stomach.
If we had more room, it would be cool to have a dog, an outside dog. I don't like them in the house. I don't like the way they smell. Like, one cat I can handle, and that's the extent
of it.
But
see, like in Florida, I had my Rottweiler, and she stayed outside all the time, unless it was a storm or something, and I'd bring her into
the mudroom.
I used to
have a dog. When my dad died, I got the dog, and it lived with me for the duration of the time, until I went away to Florida to rehab, and then, you know, we gave it away to someone else. But yeah, I mean, I've lived with him, I've owned him, I'd rather not. And especially where I work now, where there's always a dog there, and I just... the way they treat it and the way they talk to it, like, I shouldn't even care, but it bugs me. It fucking bugs me for some reason. I don't know. It's just the most annoying thing.
I do like dogs, though.
It's the way they talk to it. They're always like, it's a poochie poochie. It's a poochie poochie.
Well, I don't do
that. Oh, he's like our kid. When you say that, I want to punch you in the face. I hate it so bad.
No, I've never said that, and I never talked to a dog like that. I'm just like, hey, puppy dog, what's up?
Yeah, it's above and beyond. I hate it. Any signs of the recession were obscured by the parade of canines dressed to the nines, a pug in a form-fitting Incredible Hulk t-shirt, a terrier in a tailored pink gingham blazer, a poodle wearing a flouncy party dress festooned with silk ribbon. Wow. I would have a dog show, and I would gas the whole fucking place. Done. Problem solved. I'd hand out little gas masks to the dogs because it's not their fault.
There was a chick at the gas station that was here from California for a horse show.
Well, yeah. There's a lot of that stuff up here. There's a lot of equestrian.
And she was real redneck sounding, too. She's I'm here to go to Kalispell for the horse show. Can y'all just swipe my credit card? This is my mama's credit card. Yeah. I don't know what
to do with
it. We
need to get gas in the Dodge.
Yeah, that yeah. big thing out there with that big trailer on the end of it.
There's
that's
horses.
My hitch on my Chevy.
That's so
that's
hot.
That's got my four horses in it.
It's so hot when you do that. God, I want to just jerk off all over your face when you talk
no,
like that.
No, not ever. Not
this
ever.
Is Sally Mae. God, I love that.
I'm never talking like that again. Thanks.
Lines formed by booths hawking fresh-baked dog treats, handmade canine carriers, and pooch-sized sunglasses with goggle-style wraparound straps.
No!
If you buy sunglasses for your dog, just die. You die, okay? That gets me so angry. I don't even know why. I get so pissed about that. Dog owners explained that while they were watching their budgets more closely this year, they were not cutting corners when it came to their pets. You know, honey, I know all the kids at school make fun of you because you have, you know, Payless shoes instead of the Nikes that everyone else is wearing, but little Foofy needs a pedicure. Sorry. She was born before you. Tough shit, my child. Amazing. Quote, there's so much fun, said Raquel Trevino, pushing her two Yorkies.
Go to the Build-A-Bear workshop thing, okay?
My two Yorkies are named Princess Sophia and Princess Grace Kelly. I love them to death. They're my kids, because I have no fucking ovaries.
You know what? I will donate my ovaries to you.
I hate you. This is Princess Sophia, and this is Princess Grace Kelly. I love them to death. They're my kids.
I wonder how she calls them.
Princess Sophia, Princess Grace Kelly. I bet they have beepers. Ugh. And she calls them on the cell, and they beep, and the dogs know. Because they were trained for like $3,000 an hour by the fucking dog whisperer.
Jesus.
I love them to death. They're my kids. I hate that. Sophie and Grace wore matching denim overalls embroidered with butterflies. Their fur was done up in tiny pigtails on the top of their heads, styled especially for a session with a portrait photographer who had a booth at the show. The portrait, Trevino said, would hang in their bedroom. Yes, her dogs have their own bedroom.
Like a bedroom. Like, scream. Go ahead, please. I'll plug my ears. I'm doing it.
I'm okay.
No, I wanted you to scream, like, for real. Go ahead.
I'm really trying not to.
Let it out.
I'm
really
trying not
to. No, go ahead. Let it out. I like it because then on the show when I listen back, I jump when I'm driving.
I'm really trying not to.
Your dog has a bedroom.
Your dog has a bedroom! There's people out there that don't have homes, and your dog has a bedroom!
Does it have a little doggy bed?
Ask me why over 50% of the population has AIDS. Because you're all idiots. What are their names? Oh, you mean Princess Sophia and Princess Grace Kelly? Your kids that have their own bedrooms?
Right.
The ones that are wearing matching denim with their hair done... I mean, excuse me, their fur done up in pigtails?
Right.
Are those your kids?
Yes.
Are they in school?
Yes.
Quote, I do have a spending cap, and they have their own savings account. Yeah!
Whoa! Do it! Ah! Matt, that's not good for an audio podcast.
Your dogs have their own spending account!
Did you seriously just... Oh my god! That's really a visual, everyone. I'm sorry. He just got upside down on the couch and screamed.
Are you kidding me? Your dogs have a savings account. Mostly for emergencies and medical expenses. I put money aside just for them. She set a cap for her spending at the dog show. $1,000.
I want $1,000.
For your kids. Princess Grace and Princess Sophia.
Right.
Right. Okay. That no, makes that
was,
sense.
Hey, excuse me, sir. That was Princess Grace Kelly. You didn't get it right. And Princess Sophia.
I'm so not pleased at this.
Can we stop reading about that now?
Yeah. I'm just going to get more mad. Quote, I'm looking for a bling collar. Hey, can you direct me to the bling collars?
I can direct you to this cliff.
I can direct you to the booth with the fucking shotgun in it. You fucking... Oh, my Christ. Ask me why things are all effed.
You look insane.
I don't know. I don't understand it. I don't understand what happened.
You got any fuck my life?
No. I got a question of the week.
We should do that.
Yeah, we need to do that. Let's do that right now. Podcastgangbang.com once a week or about that. We try to do a question of the week. For more information, go to www.podcastgangbang.com.
Hey, what up there? This is Guardo, and not McG, despite the introduction that I just laid down on you. The question of the week...
From the Hotcakes Podcast.
From the Hotcakes Podcast, I'm being prompted, is, would you rather lose half your teeth... You know, it could be alternating teeth. It could be the teeth on one half of the side. Could be all the bottom teeth or all the top teeth. Or
do you get to choose which?
Yeah, you can choose.
Okay,
you can choose. You can be the jack o' lantern with the jagged teeth. Or the alternative is lose half of your penis. Meaning, I'm not talking like half of your length and retain a normal girth. I'm talking lose half of your girth. So half of the volume of your penis is gone. You must choose. Choose wisely. Laters.
First of all, who's the dude in the background whispering
that
all
that was
the
Guardo
things?
And T's Cross from the Hotcakes Podcast.
Okay, well...
Suck my dick. I sing that every time I listen to their show. Look at my big robot dick. Won't you suck my dick? I love that. Fucking 8-bit something. Awesome. Fucking
but
awesome.
But it's great, though. He's like, well, can you choose? And like...
You must choose.
You can just hear him in the background whispering things to him. He's like, from the Hotcakes Podcast.
Well, I don't know. Maybe I'm overlooking something, but wouldn't you just say lose your teeth, then get dentures and be done with it?
Right.
I don't know.
Why
maybe,
would you want to lose your dick over your teeth?
I mean, unless your dick was huge like mine and then, you know, you lose half of it and then you're like, finally, I can put it in a vagina and not have them scream.
Maybe.
But, I mean, fuck. I would just, you know, saying my dick is the size of all of yours, average, then I would go with the teeth and then get dentures. Problem solved.
Right. Or get the surgical implanted teeth.
Or get the fucking grill. I'd get a grill,
right.
Y'all. Yeah.
Like, smile for me, daddy. Let me see your grill. Your grill. Yeah.
Oh, so what about you, Danny? Would you lose half of your dick or half of your teeth?
Half of my teeth.
Right.
Half of my teeth.
You're halfway there.
I'm missing a couple.
That's fun.
Not fun.
Well, I think we have a voicemail to play. If you guys ever want to leave us a voicemail, 406-204-4687, call when the show is not live, and you can leave a message.
Hey, what's that spell?
What's that smell? Oh, hot pee.
What?
That smell that you're smelling right now is hot pee.
Hey, it's 26, and I'd like to offer a fuck my life of my own. Well, you see, yesterday was mad cool at first. I got drunk, got high, saw a free concert. It was mad cool. But then I got home, and my friend's like, hey, let's go longboarding. I'm like, yeah, let's go longboarding. And so then we're going bombing this wicked huge hill, and like, I try to slow down, but I'm going too fast to slow down, so, like, I'm trying to foot brake, and it doesn't work. And so then, like, I wiped out, like, really badly, and I get this huge friggin' road rash on my right leg. And so then I'm like, whatever. And so I put some Neosporin on and went to bed, and I woke up, and I could, like, barely move my left arm. And so they're like, I go to the hospital, and they're like, oh, you fractured your fucking arm. And I'm like, what the fuck, dude? So now, like, I have to be in a sling for at least a week. I don't even get any good pain meds. They're like, we got you a prescription for ibuprofen. And I'm like, is it different from normal ibuprofen? No. Like, what the fuck? That shit doesn't do anything. These fucking fucks. So, yeah, in summary, fuck my life. I can't play guitar. Fuck my life.
That sucks. And I have been there longboarding when I first started. What he experienced is called the speed wobbles. I ride a board with really tight trucks because I like to go downhills fast, and if I want to turn, I'll, like, pop the back up and turn that way rather than lean. And I have, a little weight on me, so I can, even with my trucks tight, I can lean.
You don't have any weight on you.
My brother rides really loose trucks, so he can, like, lean a little bit and go, but he has the balance to where, like, the faster you go, the more your board will start to wobble.
Well, yeah.
That's the speed wobblies. And if you don't bail before it's too late, it will throw you, and then you're fucked. And that sucks, because I've done
that. Is that what happened to him?
Yes.
Nah.
And you're not, unless you go in there and you know how to work the doctors, you're not going to get anything good. You have to know to say, I'm allergic to acetaminophen, because anything they're going to want to give you has acetaminophen, or APAP, what they call it, in it. So anything good
does not have acetaminophen.
Exactly. So if you say you're allergic to APAP, they can't give you Lortabs, which are shit. They can't give you Vicodin, which is shit.
I like Lortabs.
Well,
though.
I'm saying, okay, well, whatever.
They work very well for me.
For you.
For me.
I wouldn't touch them. But.
Well, what the fuck do you expect them to prescribe you? Fucking Dilaudid 8s?
Yeah. I want
no, they're not going to do that.
Oxy-80s.
Oh, you sprained your ankle? Here's Oxy-80s.
Yeah, but yeah, you're not going to get anything, especially for that. So that sucks. I'm sure it hurts, too.
Well, what did he do?
Sprained his wrist.
Oh, fuck, dude.
Are you sure it was from longboarding and not from all of this?
Hey.
I was making the limp wrist motion, if for those of you
I was,
not in the chat.
I was rollerblading when I was a kid, and I fell. I was in the middle of a race, and some bitch tripped me. And my arm fell out, and a chick came by and
puss
ran over.
Out. Oh, sorry.
What?
Won't get out? I'll push you out.
Anyway, a chick came by and ran over my pinky and ring finger on my right hand.
Ow.
Yeah, ran over it with both skates, nonetheless, rollerblades, and it broke the two fingers, and they had to tape the two fingers together and then to my middle finger and then put a cast on my hand that went all the way from the tip of my middle finger down my hand and down to my wrist and fucking Velcroed together.
Ow.
So I couldn't move that hand at all forever.
Oh, shit.
And they didn't want to give me anything for it. And mind you, I'm like 12, 13. They gave me Lortab 10s for that shit.
Yeah? Well,
yeah.
Certain doctors. And granted, that was probably
before. I cried my eyeballs out.
That was before all these people were ODing because they're fucking retards. So.
Yes. And before I had a drug problem initially.
Right.
Right.
Today I was on the phone with my little sister. She explained that all these guys like her now, that she's so skinny and beautiful. My mom must have overheard me tell my sister that at least I was a cuter child, because my mom laughed and said, hey, yeah, right, we had to buy you fat kid diapers.
Oh,
fuck,
that's
my life.
Fucked up. Oh my God.
Today I ran into my ex-boyfriend in town. We broke up a year ago because he moved to Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck my life. Today I took a big sniff of a flower in my garden. I spent the rest of the morning blowing little bugs out of my nose.
Nice.
Fuck my life. That sucks.
That does
Today
suck.
I was strolling along without a rain cloud in sight. It was a hot day, but suddenly it started sprinkling over me. I looked around, unfortunately discovering that it was not rain. It was a man peeing on the rooftop. Fuck cool. My life. All right, last one for tonight. Today, I went on a roller coaster for the first time.
Ooh.
I sat in the back, which was a bad idea.
Very.
Or good.
No, you get like the whiplash from the back.
I love roller coasters.
I hate roller coasters.
I'm going to build a roller coaster one
day. I'll watch you ride it.
I will ride it. You can control it for me.
Oh, yeah.
When it ended, everyone in front of me turned around and stared. When I asked my friend what was going on, she said I had been screaming the Lord's Prayer the whole time. I hadn't even noticed. Fuck my life.
I'm so scared of roller coasters, dude.
FML could also stand for fuck my lord.
Yeah.
You don't know. All right. Well, anything else before we get out of here? Oh, I do want to mention real quick, thank you so much to the guy that runs Fahrenheit404.com.
Right, yeah.
Over the weekend, we got a $50 donation, and there was no note, no nothing.
No request for anything for that $50.
All that was attached to it was a web address from www.fahrenheit404.com, and it's a podcast, but it's all in German. And I translated the site and read, you know, some show notes and stuff, and it looks like it's, you know, kind of like what we do, and
it looks pretty damn cool. And the site is clean as hell.
Yeah, it's a really nice looking site, and I guess the guy's name is Bob or something.
Yeah,
I love the banner. It's
I'm
just,
Bob and you are not.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
so
that's
great.
What, to the best of our translating Google abilities, that's what it said. But thank you so much to Bob from Fahrenheit 404 for that. We really appreciate it. And I don't know, email me if you want, you know, a shirt or a CD, or tell me what that was for. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. That's weird. Usually when people donate, and we've been getting, you know, some good donations lately. Thank you guys so much for supporting us and backing up, you know, the show that we're doing. But usually there's a note attached that's like,
hey,
this is
good job.
Punch
this is
break
for
in the face.
Yeah.
Or buy
get a new
condom.
Mic, man, or
what?
Or like get a new mic or like
yeah,
get this.
There
or
was $50, no note.
Yeah.
For Fahrenheit
404.
You're
like, hey, I want a
com.
Shirt. Send
so,
this to me.
If you guys speak German, definitely check out Fahrenheit404.com.
It seems really cool. Just,
yeah,
I can't
I wish I could
it.
Understand German. I don't know if anyone knows a way to translate audio podcasts from German to English. Email info@thejamhole.com because I would be curious to listen
yeah,
to it.
Yeah, me too.
So, all right. Other than that, September 25th, our live show here in Kalispell, Montana. We are looking for a venue again, I guess. So, I don't know. We'll figure it out by then, definitely. Email us info@thejamhole.com. Thejamhole.com is our site. Thank you guys so much for coming out for episode 220. We will see you Wednesday. Follow us on thejamhole.com/Twitter or thejamhole.com/Danny, D-A-N-N-I. You can send us stuff, P.O. Box 3652, Kalispell, Montana, 59903. Or like I said earlier, leave us a message, 406-204-4687. What does that smell?
Got pee.
Hot pee. We'll see you guys Wednesday. Holla.
Goodbye.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam, The Jam, TheJamHole.com.
Do not be too eager to deal in death and judgment. Even the very wise cuts you.
Look at all these people, the backstabbing bitches. Greed's gotta pray, so they gotta nap my riches. Follow through my scriptures to clean up all the glitches and feeding all you misfits clear lyrical pictures. When you first meet them, look the shit, it's all good. Then after a while, they quick to switch moods. They quick to ditch you. They quick to snitch on your crew, making the pigs follow you. What the fuck you gonna do? Two-faced people, deceitful or equal to lethal of people from sucking too much dope through the needle. We're steering through your brain to give you ego and ear for you. Fear it all the same, it's a shame no one will hear you. The state of the states is hated, disastrous. Maybe we should get someone in office that can handle this. Not the scandalous ones that dismantle us and battle us for funds. I swing the balances and challenges to one side. Who decides what we like, who we like, and who we might. Through these eyes see the light. Through these guys who disguise truth inside. Who is wrong and who is right. Through a song we find the fight to keep moving into the light. Product be the mystical, digital miracle. Sent from beyond, pack poles are crawling, spit at you. Through our lyrical, we get at you. So you can hear it too. Believe in everything we spit and maybe you will get it. The way our people living, unforgiving, sitting like we in a prison. I envision better ways to spend the time that we were given. instead of being pissed in this maze of their shit, wasting days. It's amazing what we let them get away with. Dazed in a haze, they the kings, we the slaves. Half of everything we make, they even gonna take our beings. Land of the brave, brave enough to get paid or saving up to get safe routine. Shit ain't never gonna get changed, never gonna get sane or get rearranged. Strange people selling shame to eat each and every day. Product gotta stay on top of this apocalypse and stop with this and drop the hits on modern kids who bother with this columnist. Follow this hollow piss, bottom dwelling monolith. He wallows in all the shit conglomerates will model with. Stay behind and ride the wave. I'm drowning those who like to blame. Ignite your brain to light the way into a brighter day. They find a place to hide the waste created by the final phase. When science wants to play with God, but God ain't got no time to play. I'll find a way to build my very own designer brain. Hook up the power main, put the switch and I'll be on my way. Despite the games they make to take our time and blind our faith, we decide to stay behind the flames to see just how their lies are made. And if somehow you get yourself inside the gate where they create the lies, I'll stay alive and wait for something wise and great to rise and slay. All the insanity, how much the price of pain is on the rise again. So open both your eyes and hide yourself inside the shame it tries to gain until it hits the very size of fame. The more it tries in vain, the more we have to live this life as slaves. So I end it before it gets out of control, and the whole ball of wax melts back into the snow with the sun beating down. Now ask why I'm fleeing town with the bleeding sound of tears playing tag on the weeping ground, with fears of another world swirling around. Your eyes covered in wool, learning to bow. And of course I'm certain now you wear a perfect crown, because the smiles walk miles just to hide their smirking frowns. It's like you all went to school to be circus clowns. It's hurting how we're just like a fat herd of cows. It's sad, I'm mad, I'm pissed at this. We've destroyed everything we need to exist. Craven made dishes, we act vicious, but play bitches like two-faced hypocrites. Shaving our misses, I'm getting paid to spit this game and whip these lame overweight nerds back into shape. No icing on the cake, hell no, not even cake. The only sweet that you get is getting baked. I'm the perfect circle in this world full of shapes, bumping into fakes and waste, rolling on my chase. Heading to the place just to get a little taste, a little displaced faith and mistakes were made. Time and space ain't got shit on me. I kill time for fun cause I'm a spaced out G. Cause G is the groovy, funk, delicious, smoothie. Preaching to the choir of these angels and gooeys. They're rudely awakened, taken aback, back to the past.